Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of your one-hour inspirational program. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. Tonight's topic is living with fear and walking by faith. That's an interesting thing. How do you live with fear and walk by faith at the same time? So we've got a great show for you tonight. We're waiting on some of our other co-hosts to chime in and press 1 on their dial. Let's go ahead and bring in Sir Benny. Sir Benny, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always an honor and pleasure to have you on board.
Good evening, good evening. It's a wonderful, happy, fantastic Friday and now Friday evening. Blessings to everyone on the show tonight, and I am excited to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful show.
All right, excellent. We're so happy to have you with us this evening. Let me go ahead and welcome Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Nice to be with us.
Pastor Rowe, all right, perhaps he's muted. Let's go to 781-803. Who do we have with us this evening? And welcome, 781-803.
Hello, Dr. Walker. How are you?
Good. Is this Miss Joyce?
No.
Okay. Oh, I know who this is. Yes, thank you. This is we're certainly happy to have her. We have a co-host, Miss Joyce. She's out of Florida, and your number seemed very similar to her. This is Lady Love. It's nice to have you with us, Lady Love. Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Nice to have you here. Pastor Roll, are you there?
Yes, right. Dr. Walker, I'm here.
Okay, good. Nice to have you with us this evening, Pastor Roll. We're not sure, but yours is very low. Your volume is very low for some reason. All right, tonight we're talking about living with fear and walking by faith. We're going to invite the presence of the Lord into our program tonight. Tonight's a very special night because all of you all are so special being on tonight's program. Father, we thank you for the blessings of each and every day that you give us. And we want to just thank you, O Lord, and thank you for carrying me through this day. It was a rough day, O Lord, and I just thank you for it. And I'm not the only one. Excuse me. I'm not the only one that have rough days. All of us are facing some challenges on this earth. Please be with us and guide us. In Christ's name, I pray. Help us have a great show tonight. In Christ's name, I pray and thank you. Amen. All right. So we're here live in Miami, Florida to do the show. I had two funerals today, and I had to preach at one of those funerals today, and thank God that he got us through that one, and then there was a memorial service at 4:00. So I just got here 15 minutes literally before we could log into the show this evening. So I am graciously honored that God is so good and got us here in preparation for the show. Sir Ben, I want to start with you tonight and ask the question. Let's go to the phone lines before we do. Let's go to I believe this is our executive vice president on tonight, Ms. Williams. Ms. Williams, welcome.
Welcome, Dr. Jesse, to each and everyone.
I won't be long. I just wanted to give my condolences to you and your family today. It was indeed a rough day for you, and it just says a volumes you're able to be here with us. Just continue with the show. So we appreciate you. Much love. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Williams.
Thank you very much, Ms. Williams.
We certainly do appreciate her words of kindness. Thank you for that. And taking time out of your busy schedule. I know how busy you are to come on the air and say those words. Thank you very much. All right. Tonight, living with fear and walking by faith. Living with fear and walking by faith. Sir Ben, let me begin with you and ask the question. Can you live in fear and call yourself walking by faith at the same time? I mean, how is that?
Well, it's actually a dichotomy, because if you're walking by faith, then fear shouldn't be a part of your existence. And people use the word fear in an interchangeable way. If there's something that just makes you uncomfortable, we should make sure we don't say, I'm afraid of that, or I have a fear of that. We should just say, it scares me, and be through with it. You know, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but he didn't say that we couldn't have certain things that makes us scared or makes us, you know, uncomfortable. But we should be careful how we choose our words when we say walking with fear. Now, faith is, we all know the understanding of faith. And so when we say we're walking by faith, that means that no matter what's coming at us, we should have the confidence to know that whatever comes at us, God has already prepared a place of escape for us. Therefore, we shouldn't have a worry or fear. We should be able to walk in the confidence to know that he is there with us and he's protecting us. And even if he's not protecting us in whatever situation we're in, he has already sealed us. So we still don't have to have fear or worry about anything.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. So I think in essence what we're hearing you say is that you can't walk by fear and have faith at the same time. Is that in essence what you're saying? All right, we're going to ask them to stand by on that one there. Let's go to, let's bring in Sister Barbara. Sister Barbara, thank you for joining us tonight.
Hi, Dr. Jesse. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm happy to be here.
Good. We're so happy.
Hello,
to be
everyone.
Here. Thank you for
thank
joining
you.
Us this evening. Lady C,
yes,
welcome
sir.
To tonight's broadcast. It's nice to have you here with us. Lady C, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am here. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. It's nice to have you on here with us as well. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you guys okay. I can hear you perfectly fine.
Lady C, before I ask you this question about tonight's program, we're talking about living with fear and walking by faith. We have a very pleasant mm-hmm. surprise for you. Guess who's on the line? Lady Love is on the line tonight.
Well, hey, girl. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing good myself. You have been missed, honey.
Yeah.
I've missed you as well.
Oh, my goodness. I'm putting it out there publicly. I wish she would just come on back on the show, because she is Pastor Rose. Say hello to Miss to Lady C. I mean, the Lady Love. She's one of our premier. She was one of the first co-hosts. So you want to say hello to her, Pastor Rose, and tell her how much she's missed.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, I do, as a co-host here, you know, we really, really miss you. Your presence has been your not being with us has been felt, but we know that you've been with us by spirit. But we're just so happy. This is going to be a great show now that you're back, and we're very, very happy that you're back with us, Sister Love.
Well, thank you. Oh, I feel so loved. Thank you guys so much. It's so nice to hear your voice.
All right, Sir Benny, are you there? Okay, we're not getting Sir Benny. Okay,
I am. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Okay, Sir Ben, we have Lady Love. You remember Lady Love?
I do.
Yeah, she's on the line tonight. Say a few words to her, please.
Lady Love, you have been truly missed. Your voice, you have the voice. When you speak, she commands attention. So we're so happy to actually have you back on the line. And I was just sitting here like mesmerized going, she's speaking. Even when you were speaking about something that wasn't quite as knowing your normal, you still had us mesmerized. I was like, ooh, she could talk about that and still have you mesmerized? So we're so glad to have you back. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Wow.
Oh, you guys are too much.
Wow, this is a pleasant evening. Oh, God is good, isn't he?
All the time.
Lady Love, what did you say?
All the time.
Yes, he is. All right, living with fear and walking by faith. Lady C, I want to bring you back in, Lady C, for a moment and ask you the question. I mean, it's like, okay, we're saying that we have faith. We're walking by faith, but we still have that fear. For example, you got people who, like me, and I'm going to put it out there, are afraid of lizards, but I'm walking by faith that when I walk out my house, they're not standing there watching me. You know, and they won't move out the way sometimes. And I'm supposed to have dominion. And so, but I'm walking by faith. Okay, God, I got to walk out. It's dark. Don't let the lizards be out there, you know, or the snakes. So, Lady C, is it, you know, I believe I have the faith, and I'm not alone in this, Lady C. So what message do you have? You know, we heard Sir Ben earlier, and I was asking him, is the essence of what he's saying, that you can't have faith and fear operate at the same time. What are your take on that?
I agree. You cannot have faith and fear to operate at the same time. You got to choose which one you're going to be. You're either going to have faith and just say, you know what, I'm going to walk out this door and nothing's going to happen to me, or you're going to be fearful and just stay in the house and be scared.
So, Lady C, it sounds like what you're saying is maybe my faith isn't strong enough, because if one of them little creatures crawl on my leg, you know, Are you afraid, Lady C, of any little one of these little bugs, any kind of bug?
Say that again?
Are you afraid of, do you have like a fear of any little creature crawling on you, say a roach or something?
I know last night I mentioned I was afraid of lizards, because I won't touch a lizard.
Right. So.
But I'll still kill it.
You're still killing a lizard. Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here, and then Sister Marva. Pastor Roll, so the people who, like me, who are afraid of, I mean, just kind of like, we don't do lizards. And it's like, you know, no disrespect to God, but I'm wondering, what purpose do they serve? Okay, people say they eat the bugs. But then, you know, when you have this fear, it's like, sometimes I won't even go outside. I'm even thinking about moving to Georgia because they don't have as the big ones. These lizards I see in where I live in Florida here, they're like the size, and this is, of course, an exaggeration, but to me they're like the size of human beings. And they look like aliens, you know, from another planet. And it's like, what is this? So what is your take on that?
Well, you know, fear, you know, is something. It might not be a lizard or whatever, you know, but a lot of people, you know, when it starts thundering and lightning, you know, they want to run up under the bed, you know, or hide, but, you know, because of the thunder, you know. But, you know, just think of, I mean, we're just ordinary people, you know, but we got extraordinary talents. But what happened to the disciples, you know, when that storm came? Wow, they was fearful, you know. They ran to Jesus, say, Lord, it's storming out here. Careth not that we perish, you know. Fear hit them, you know. And, you know, but Jesus comforted them, you know. But you know, he spoke to the winds and the waves, and they come, and they say, Lord, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves, they do obey him. But, you know, so what we have to do is look to Jesus, you know, when fear try to come to us. That's what the disciples did, you know. And some way, I can't explain it, but God will give us a sense of calmness. You know, we got the faith that God is going to not let his children go through turbulences and anything, you know, that come against us. God knows how to calm the seas, you know, and God, and we'll be walking on the water and don't even know it because we're putting our faith in him. You know, God is not asleep. You know, he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep, you know, but he's there for us. So what we have to do is just look to Jesus when fear try to come on us and continue to walk by faith. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right. We got several scenarios that we want to present tonight as we talk about living with fear and walking by faith. We have several scenarios, and I want to be able to present those scenarios out there to you all. And the first one I'm going to throw out here, Sister Marver, this first one is to you. The young man married with three children lost his job over a year ago. His benefits ran out, unemployment benefits ran out. But now he says, I'm not going out to look for a job anymore. Instead, I'm going to start my own business. And the wife is working. She's not making enough to support the family. So he has not been out there, and neither has he been doing a great deal to try to build his business. You know, and his business isn't generating any income because he hasn't decided what business he's going into. So now he says he's got faith. He's going to walk by faith that God's going to build his business. But yet, he's not even starting up on anything. He's expecting his wife to just go out here and work. And he tells her, even when they have a conflict, he says, you can work two jobs, you know, to carry the load while I figure out what kind of business I'm going into. Does this represent faith, Sister Marva, in your opinion? Does this really represent faith? Let's call him Bob. Let's say Bob.
No, I don't think he's having faith. You know, because faith is walking through what you're not aware of. You know, you're not. It's not something you can touch or feel. He's sitting down waiting for something to happen, but he has to go get his business license. He has to find out what business he's going in to. He has to do something.
Okay, so that's my faith. All right, Ben, Sir Ben, let me go to you. Sir Ben, is Bob representing faith? I mean, can we actually put a judgment on somebody's faith?
No, we're not supposed to put judgment on anybody because, you know, when you judge people, then God won't judge you. And so we got to be very, very careful about how we go judging. And, this young man obviously has some interesting theologies about what he thinks his role is and his faith is. And so that is really up to him and his wife and how they decide to do it. Okay, in my personal opinion, I don't believe that he's operating correctly in that sense, because anytime a man will let his wife or even suggest that his wife should go work in two jobs, has already told me he's not operating in the will of God. He's operating in the will of selfishness. And so a man is supposed to work. A man is supposed to work. I'm going to say it again. A man is supposed to work. And the Bible says if a man doesn't work, then he doesn't eat. And so if this brother thinks it's okay to just sit there and wait on his wife, then he should be just watching.
Okay, excellent. Excellent point. Excellent point. Let me go to, let me just ask all of you all to stand by. Here's another scenario. Here's an absolute another scenario. Woman meets a man, and the man wants to marry her. However, you know, she's very religiously inclined, but she's not really certain about getting married to this man, because she's had such a harsh relationship and a breakup for 3 years prior to meeting this guy. So now the question becomes, he seems like a good guy, but you really never know a person until you live with them. So now the question becomes, should she proceed with this man who wants to marry her? And he's a good guy, church-going guy, but she has this fear But at the same time, she's walking by faith that God will send her the right man, and this could be it. So let me ask the question here. Lady C, should she go through with this and take the chance when she has a fear that all men are the same?
No, because he is not the one for her. He's not the one for her. Only because she may have a fear of being married to a guy, but there's going to be that one guy that steps into her life that's going to, she's going to end up wanting to spend the rest of her life with, you know?
Right.
So, yes, I would say no. You know?
So,
okay. He's not one.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Sister Marva, do you think that this could be the guy? I mean, you know, just because you have one bad relationship, you know, does that mean, you know, if you're walking by faith, then could this be the man that God sent her? Sister Marva.
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you? Go ahead.
I heard your question. He could be the right person for her, but her fear is, sometimes your fear is a protection. It's a type of protection. You think it's bad, but it's really telling you to be cautious. You know, check it out first.
Wow. Sister Marva, if that were, I'm not sure your circumstance, but if that were you, would you, and you had a bad relationship before, but you want to walk by faith, God, please send me the man that you would have me have. Now this is a church-going man, and everything seems to be good, but you have a fear from that past relationship. Would you go through with this?
I would. Yes, I would. Because while I'm going on, I would still be praying and asking God to direct me in the right path. And if he says no, it is not right, it was just a test, you know, then you have to follow.
Well, Sister Marva, but I mean, it's like if you go that far, I mean, if you're going to go that far and you're still praying and you're already married now, I mean, that's kind of dangerous, don't you think?
She should have gotten rid of that fear before she got married.
Okay. Should have gotten rid of the fear before she got married. Okay, we're going to ask all of you all to stand by. Lady Love, I want to bring you in. Lady Love, how do you feel about something like that where the woman, because she had a horrible past relationship, she has a fear of jumping in with another guy that God could very well have sent it to her?
Well, I believe if God sent him to her, she would not have that fear. She'd have peace.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So maybe he's not the one, and God gave her fear to not jump into something crazy. So I'm with Lady C. I agree with her. If he was the one, there would be no doubt.
Right. You know, it's an interesting point that both of you all bring that up, because now the question becomes, could God give us fear? Because the Bible says God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in on that one there. So I'm hearing now God could have put that fear in her, or could it be fear, or could it just be basically a warning sign to her that this is not the one? So Pastor Roll, how do you respond to that? Because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love.
Well, you know, the way that I respond, you know, you may have heard the saying, faith, foolishness, and presumption. Some people, you know, mistake presumption with faith. You know, some things is just outright foolish. And in my observation, I have seen sometimes the people of the world are smarter than the children of light. You know, what I mean when I say that, because they don't have a true understanding of Scripture. You know, they'll sit there on their blessed assurance and think manna is going to drop out of the sky. You know, and faith without works is dead. You got to get off your blessed assurance and get out there and knock on some doors, go to some McDonald's or whatever. You know, do what you got to do to take care of your family, but don't sit on your blessed assurance and think it's going to drop out of heaven. So I agree, you know, I would be skeptical if I was in that person's position. You know, honey, don't worry. We'll just sit here and the Lord will provide. He'll take care. But my parting comments is faith without activity is dead. Knock on some doors. Get out there. Look in the ads in the paper and start making some phone calls. Do something. But don't sit there and think the man are going to just drop out of heaven and you don't do nothing. Back to you, Pastor Dr. Walker.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. So, tomorrow, I want to bring you in here. And then the same question to Lady C. Lady C. Sister Marva, let's go back to our story with Bob, the scenario, where he's talking about he's got faith. He's been out of a job for a couple of years, and he's waiting on God to help him build his business. Now, all of a sudden, it's now 2 years longer has gone by. His wife, Bob's wife, has now gone out and working a second job, and she's just about had it with Bob, still waiting on his business to take off. He's still kind of – he's lazy. He watches football all day, other sports. Bob has gained now about 15 pounds over this two-year span, and now she's thinking about taking the three kids and leaving and moving in with her mother. Is she wrong, Sister Marva, to leave him?
Well, I don't know if she has spoken with him, has, you know, like sat down and they talked about it and says, you know, this is burdensome to me to be working these two jobs and you're not doing anything to forward yourself, you know, to bring your business into practice. So I think I'm going to leave, take the children and we'll have a little child separation until you get your stuff together.
So,
I would say
so
yes.
Am I hearing you say that she should leave him and with that child separation? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, because he's as long as he's comfortable, I don't think he's going to do anything.
Okay, all right. So, Sir Ben, let me bring you in. The woman being the helpmeet, if the man is not going out there to look for a job, then can he be dependent on his help to meet their needs and his helpmeet? What do you think? And then Lady Kim will come to you with that one as well.
Absolutely not. And I'm going to say this again. A man is supposed to be the head and not the tail. If a man is letting his wife go out there and be the head and he's the tail, he's out of order and he's out of position. So therefore, whatever falls on him is befitting for him. A man should never expect a woman to do what he is supposed to do. There is never, ever going to be a situation that I will ever be able to understand, and I don't think God even understands it, is for a man to allow a woman to take on the full brunt of something unless he is an invalid, he is sick without, you know, no other means. If he has his health, his strength, and his breath, he needs to go out there and get it. He needs to work by day. Because at one point, you're not going to be able to work at night. But work at day and work at night until you can get back to where you need to be. Period.
All right, we're going to have to stand by. Lady C, I want to bring you back in here. Lady C, if this were the guy that you were with, your husband, Lady C, he's saying, well, baby, if I'm not doing it, you are my helpmeet. You're supposed to be taking care of the house. I'm trying to build a business. Okay, it's been 2 years, but I'm still thinking about what I want to do. So, Lady C, are you going to just be submissive and just, you know, hang in there and get a paid job? Lady C, talk to me.
I'm going to be honest. Benny on the block kind of hit, and then he hit what I was going to say, but I was going to say it a little differently. I was going to say, how can I be submissive, or how can I be the helpmate if he can't even be the head of the household? Because if I'm out here working, busting my tail, paying all the bills and stuff like that, I'm technically the head of my own household. And he's to help me. He's just sitting home being lazy.
All right. So, Lady C, let's take it a little further now. All of a sudden now, the Bob's wife has left him on a, she's not calling her trial separation. She's done moved in with her mother, and it's been 8 months now, and he's been evicted from where they were. He's been evicted from that property, and now he's contacting her and saying, hey, listen, I don't have anywhere to stay. You're my wife. You think your mother would mind if I move into your house? Your mother-in-law, his mother-in-law loves him because he's such a nice guy. He's just not working and not looking for work. By now, he's gained 25 pounds, and he loves his, he wants to bring the TV with him so he don't miss out on any of his sports programs. So, but he's been evicted. So where's your Christian heart to let him into your mother's house, Lady C?
My Christian heart would tell me to let him stay where he's at, you know, because I am not letting him in. Because he's a headache to me. He was a headache.
The man is homeless now. He's still your husband.
I'm pretty sure he have a family member he can call.
So, Lady C, am I hearing you say, no, he's not coming in there?
This is what I'm saying. If he was a man that God put in my life, you know what I'm saying? Anything that is from God, it will feel right. You know what I'm saying? You may have your trials and tribulations, but yet you will grow from them, you know?
Right.
But
right.
If I got to go through all that and he's still lazy and still don't want to do nothing, then he's not my husband. At least not from God. He's just my husband for me.
Okay, but you got three kids with this man. And the kids, one or two of the kids are saying, not the oldest one, because the older one's starting to understand a little bit. Say she's about 14, and she sees how hard you work. But the other two, like 9 and 7, are saying, Mom, Dad, we miss Dad. Mom, let him come. What do you do with that when you're going through that pressure with your kids wanting to see that they want their father to be there? What do you do, Lady C?
I am a single mom, okay? And my children's father is present in their life, but he live in another state. But my thing is here, if my children's father wasn't working, which I know he knows how to provide, but if he was just a non-provider, didn't want to do anything, just didn't care, no, I'm not letting him move back in. Uh-uh. He's going to have to figure this thing out on his own.
Even though the kids are begging. Even though the kids are begging.
My babies will understand. They will eventually understand. I'm not letting them in.
All right, we're gonna ask you to step, huh?
Because think about it. When they get older, they're gonna start dating. And what's gonna happen when that boy that they like or that boyfriend that they got don't want to work and want to be lazy and don't want to do this? They're gonna be the provider of that guy while he's sitting home watching TV and football and drinking beer all day. That's not how life rolls. I teach my kids that men are to provide.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Roll, I want to go to you, and then I want to go to Lady Love and ask, Pastor Roll, where is the love? Where is the love? The man is evicted. He don't have no place to lay his head. Okay, he made some bad decisions by not going to look for work, but now he comes to the woman and says, baby, give me a chance. I'm going to go look for work. And he said, and you telling him, then the wife tells him, well, go try to get a job at McDonald's. He's like, McDonald's? I'm not working at no McDonald's. Pastor Rowe, now what? I mean, shouldn't she let him in? Come on now.
Well, you know, I'm striving to be more like Jesus, but I agree with what she said. You know, he's gonna have to get his blessed assurance out there. You know, I mean, I know about the prodigal son. You know, I was seeing, in the father welcome his son back. Well, but she talked about a husband that not willing to go to McDonald's. You know, I would say let his blessed assurance stay out there and let the cold bite him. But I wouldn't. I'm just, you know, just saying I'm growing in understanding. But I agree with what she said. He ain't coming to my mother's house. Go to his own mother's house, or his cousin, or his third cousin, fourth cousin, 15th cousin. But he ain't coming here.
Oh, my God.
And I love the Lord. I love the Lord. But I love what she said. She said, he ain't coming here in my mama's house.
Okay. Lady Love, let me go to you, Lady Love. Let me see if we can find some love in this situation here. Lady Love, you're just going to humble yourself and let him in and get a third job and support him. You might as well.
Why?
That's your,
why would I do that? No,
that's your baby daddy. That's your baby's daddy.
And he will continue to be my baby's daddy. That will not change. But no, he could not live with my mother. I'm sorry. I have to agree with everyone else. But I would tell him where the nearest shelter was, you know, and I would help him get a bed and give him an advocate so they can help him find a job, because he has some mental health issues. If he thinks that, you know, we're going to sit by and work while he sits and watch television. No, he has mental health issues. We all can't be mean to him because his brain's not right. You got to help him.
We're not just helping him by moving him into the house with you.
Exactly.
Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to one of our sponsors tonight. Sister Margie, before you give us a 20-second commercial break, Sister Margie, welcome to tonight's broadcast. I want to ask you this question.
Yes, my good evening, Dr. Walker, Pastor Roll, and welcome back, Lady Love, and also, good evening, all the co-hosts. Oh my goodness, it's very interesting. I'm just laughing. Yeah, no, I agree with what they said, and Pastor Roll made me laugh about Blessed Assurance, and what Lady Love, Lady C said, you know, you all just have me cracking up. Yeah, if he's a lazy man and don't want to work, I'm not just going to let him in like that, you know. I agree with what they're saying.
Okay, Sister Margaret, let's take it a step further now. He misses his family. He's staying at a shelter. He still hasn't found work. But now he comes to you. Let's say this is your man. He comes to you and he says, baby, I want to, you know, can I take you out to dinner? He says, you know, just so if you don't mind paying for it, you know, we can go to dinner so I can start dating you and we can kind of be together. So, come on, Sister Margie, what are you going to do?
That's worse.
That's your husband.
Said, yeah, but still he said he want me to pay for it and he don't want to do nothing. He's a lazy man. I don't encourage laziness like that. I really don't. And I just wanted to say to you also, Dr. Wall, I'm sorry about your loss and just keep strong and cherish all the memories of your nephew and your other family member. May God bless you.
Good. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Sister Margie, go ahead and give us your commercial. Then we're going to go to Ms. Augustine on the line as well. Go ahead, Sister Margie.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out where they want to get the man in the house.
Okay. Yeah, again, my name is Marjorie Allen Cross. I'm a health and wellness consultant with one of the greatest company in the world. I can be reached at 786-319-7223. Again, 786-319-7223. And also, we have some health products that may be able to help you with any health condition. And you could go, for further information, you could go to betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. Thank you, Dr. Walker, and God bless you all, and Happy New Year again to everyone, and all the best for the new year to you all.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Now, we're going to go to Ms. Augustine. I want to bring you in, Ms. Augustine. Maybe we can get some love over here. Ms. Augustine, why, you know, I got to ask this question. He wants to take you out on a series of dates, and one of those could be the Disney World. And he says, you've always wanted to go to Disney World, and, you know, if you can get the two tickets, he's asking you to get the two tickets, and you all can have, and you pay for the hotel and everything, and rent a car, you all can have a nice honeymoon. He promises you it will be a beautiful honeymoon, Ms. Augustine. You know, can't you walk by faith? Ms. Augustine, can't you walk by faith, even though you may have that fear that this man is not going to do anything? He's asked you, baby, he's like, if you pay for everything, you know, the Disney World tickets, the rental car, the hotel, I will make it a very lovely, lovely honeymoon. Ms. Augustine, where's the love? Ms. Augustine? Okay, perhaps she's not there.
Yeah, no, no, Dr. Walk, I'm here. Hello?
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Augustine. That was a question
for
you.
Yeah, I walk by faith and, okay. I got married to an older man, 24 years older than me. I'm 70 years old. And it looked like he was the man that God sent for me. And we got married. I paid for the wedding. He had family in New York. I paid for the trip to New York. We left New York and went to Trinidad to be the family in Trinidad. I paid for the Trinidad trip. We left Trinidad, stayed a week in Trinidad, and left there, went to Jamaica for a week. I paid for that. Came back to Miami and took my kids to Disney World, and I paid for that. He said he had the money, and I thought he did because we dated, and he showered me with so much love, I thought. Ah, couldn't find out he didn't have a dime.
Wow.
I fell for the hokey dokey, but got over my eyes and I opened the door at the car and set him outside and never let him back in.
Well, how long were you with him before you let him outside?
Because 7 years. Because of my vision, he became my driver because I couldn't drive anymore, but I had to work. I bought the car. A 1990 Cadillac ST, and
right.
He was the chauffeur. I was the owner. Never made a payment, and after 7 years and found about all the women, I packed him up and said, "You're free." You know, but I wasn't thinking when I packed him up. I had no way to get to work, so.
So, Ms. Augustine, are you telling me that you used him for your convenience just because he wasn't working?
He was working, but I didn't see the money. But because
right.
I had to go to work, and I wasn't thinking, and I didn't think about it. He took me to work every day, and I just accepted that. But when all the women came into focus, but I'm thinking, a man 24 years older than me, I was 28 when we got married. He was 24 years old. I thought, you know, I was the bomb. I was, you know, but I guess he was more man than I thought he was, but not with me.
I see. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. We're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. Augustine. We're going to ask you to stand by. I want to go to phone lines once again. Tonight, if you're just joining us, tonight's topic, living with fear and walking by faith. I think we have Suzanne on the line. I'm not sure. But living with fear and walking by faith. Since Marva, I got to bring you in again and ask this question. We got another scenario here now. And this scenario is the young man lives with his mom. He's 29 years old. His wife kicked him out of their apartment. His wife kicked him out. After 4 years of marriage, she kicked him out because he didn't really want to work. And he says, I'm going to go by faith and wait till God calls. Somebody's going to call me on the phone and say they got a job for me. His wife kicked him out after 4 years. And he went in now to live with his mom. But he loves his wife, and he wants her back. Now her mom is telling her, child, don't go back to that man. Don't, nope. But she loves her husband. So what should she do, Sister Marva? What should she do?
I think she shouldn't go back until he has his, his stuff together. Because he's only going to continue to do what he doing before. So I think she shouldn't take him back. Even though you love someone in your heart, they may not be good for you. So I would say don't take him back.
So, okay, all right. We're going to, since Mara, I want to put another scenario to that, though. This is her husband. And all of a sudden now, they've been apart for about a year and a half. But she's met another guy now on her job that's single and available. And he really likes her. Really likes her. They've gone to dinner a couple of times. She really likes him. But she's still married. Sister Marva, but this seems like a good man. What should she do?
Well, you can't, if you're married, you're married. When you get divorced, then you can see someone else. But she shouldn't be dating this person while she's married.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to, I'm not familiar here. It's not giving us the name here. 832-876.
832-876. Well, we just caught above, you know.
All right. Looks like we can't get into that one. Let me go back to Sir Ben. Let me bring you back in on this one here. The woman is seeing somebody else, and I know she's married, but we're human. We're actually human, Sir Ben. And it's been a year and a half since her and her husband, and he hasn't really shown anything. And she met a guy on the job. This guy looks like the ideal guy. She's gone out with him a couple of times. But, you know, she's walking by faith. She's really walking by faith. But she has a fear of going back to her husband because she's thinking he's not going to do anything. It's just going to be the same old thing again. Sir Ben, but she's met a new man. What should she do?
Divorce her husband and do counseling.
Okay, Dr. Walker, let's just get to the bare basics of things. When you got married, you made a commitment, not before, you know, the visitors and people that are there to watch you get married, but you made a commitment to God. You had a person next to him. You looked in each other's eyes. You stood before a pastor, a priest, or just other people, and you made a commitment, and that commitment was clearly articulated from the person that was reading it to you, and you agreed to it. Now, let's go back to basics. I don't care how much faith you got. If you don't understand the word and what the word means, because the word is what settles in our heart, and the word is what gives us the strength and the power to have a sound mind to do all the things that we need to do. If you are not operating in the word, you're just operating on your own understanding. And if you want to operate on your own understanding, by all means, go right on ahead and do that. But just know that that is not operating by faith. You just lean to your own understanding.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. That's some deep stuff. That's very, very deep. But wait a minute. Let me see. I got a comment to you. Because I must be operating from another planet because I'm thinking, wow, if the man that I was with, or in my case, if it's the woman that I'm with and nothing is just happening and she's not, all she's doing is just lip syncing, she's just talking, then, you know, we've been apart a year and a half and I've met somebody else now that seems like this could be the ideal person. I mean, I've heard what we've said tonight on the show. But see, a lot of times people talk about the spiritual aspect, but then we operate a lot in the practical aspect of things. But we theoretically talk about the spiritual part. But the human factor is that in a situation like that, a lot of people are going to go out and date that other person while they're married. While they're still married, and they're just not going to announce that to everybody or publish it, but they're going to do that. That's that practical part. I'm not saying it's right. Lady C, I want to bring you in. Give me your take on that, please. You're saying you're walking by faith, you know, but your fear of going back to him.
I'm going to be honest on that because I kind of agree with Dr. Walker on it, because sometimes when you go through a divorce, or when you marry to somebody, y'all go through a divorce and children are involved, or not even go through it for a divorce, or if children are involved, you got to... Sorry, my thing went on mute. The two of you can stay married for convenience, meaning financial responsibility for the kids, insurance for the kids, anything out there to just stay married. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like when we got married, yes, we married the person that we wanted to marry, but the problem is, did God put that person in our life? God may have not put that person in our life. And we got to remember, a marriage certificate is just for protection. It's not from God.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point. That's a very interesting.
I probably would date while being separated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and see, that's, and thank you for your honesty and your candidness. Because, see, a lot of times we can say what we won't do. I mean, I'm going to give you all, you know, I mean, I want to share something with you all tonight, just briefly here. I recently, someone introduced me to Ricky, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, right? And I started listening to some of his pranks. And let me tell you, it has me laughing so hard that I think I got a stomach ache from one of those, from several of them, right? But there's one particularly that, and you can go find it for yourself, Nephew Tommy, Steve Harvey Morning Show. He called this minister, and I guess, you know, he wanted to give a confession. And he said, we were talking about the spiritual versus the practical. He said, Pastor, I want to give a confession. I've been sleeping with this woman, and... you know, and I know it's wrong, and I'm tired of doing it. I don't want to do it anymore. And the pastor said, well, we all make mistakes and so forth and so on. Well, to make a long story short, as he went on to tell to the pastor, he sounded very remorseful. You know, I don't know many of you all have ever heard him, but I listened to this. And so when he told the pastor, he said, well, Pastor, she's the first lady of the church. And I feel so hard. I feel so embarrassed about this. You know, I feel so remorseful and so sinful. And the pastor said, and then he gave the lady's name. And then he said, wait, the pastor said, well, wait a minute, hold up. You're saying this lady? He said, that's my wife. Now, all of a sudden, he went from being that spiritual leader to now being man, which is what we are first anyway. And then he started cursing this guy out. So, ladies, see, it's like, you know, what happens when we say theoretically that we have this faith that we're walking by, but all of a sudden now the reality comes in? Is it no longer faith, or is it the fear, or is it just pure reality? Ladies, see.
I think it's the fear, because we're fearing... that we fear based on what other people would think of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, I know I said that I probably would date by being married. I know I would probably date by being married, but if I was separated. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but the thing
right,
is,
right.
It what you'll come across is the fear of what other people would say. Because you have people say, why are you married and dating? You're not supposed to date. The Bible don't this. They'll throw the Bible at you so quick. You
right.
know? And it's,
right.
That's why a lot of people act on fear, because of the opinions of others.
And that's what I believe that too. And let me tell you, that human element sets in, and people fail to realize. But God knows, Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here. And Pastor Roll, what's your take on that? And then Lady C will ask you, Lady C, to close us out tonight. You know, living with fear and walking by faith in about 4.5 minutes, Lady C. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here and ask you that question, too. I mean, the practical part is, I know we can quote scripture all day, but then you start getting a little lonely and somebody is paying you some attention. I mean, I'm probably like Lady C. I'd probably just be taking her out, having a good time, because life goes on. Pastor Roll, and you know, what do you say about this?
Well, you know, the thing, you know, I'll say to it, you know, is how do you see yourself, you know? And as you had aforementioned, you said, you know, well, we, you know, we're only human. You know, we're only human, you know. But, you know, the way that I think, you know, we are not human beings, but we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And we have to have that faith of Job that says, all the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait until my change comes. So we got to learn, they that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. Their manner will wing, you know, as eagles, and so on and so forth, you know, the scripture. But I would just say that we just have to, as spiritual beings, having a human experience, and as my brother had aforementioned, we got to endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. And don't quit, don't give up, and don't give in. As Job said, wait till your change come. And back to you, that's the way that I think. You, the spirit of endurance, the spirit of patience, the spirit of perseverance, that's where we are. But I wouldn't just give up and compromise. For better, for worse, for richer, poor, sickness and health, till death do us part. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. So tomorrow I want to bring you in. Because sometimes we can dance around a question, you all, and we can certainly present this to someone else, and we certainly respect all opinions, of course, but we can dance around a question, and it's easy for us to read scripture and tell somebody else how to live their lives, but when it comes to our own lives, and I've experienced this my own self, that it's just, that's not practical all the time. So tomorrow I want to bring you in here. Mrs. Margaret, do you just wait for your change to come? And what is that change? I mean, look at this. This, for example, let's just make that lady who, the wife, let's just make her 25 years of age. Now, is she supposed to wait for her husband to get himself together, which he may never do? But now she's a young woman that's an attractive woman that still can get the attention of a man. What would you tell your daughter, if you had a daughter in this situation, Sister Barbara, what would you honestly tell your daughter? Okay, wait a minute. Are we hearing from Sister Barbara? Sister Barbara, we didn't hear you. Give your opening lines again, please.
No, I was asking you the previous question, the question you want me to answer. I did not hear.
Okay, the question was, if this man, this young lady is 25 now, and she's a man on the job likes her, but her husband wants her back, but he's not showing himself that he's going to be any different. Now, Pastor Rose says, you know, wait on your change, you know, for better or for worse. Do you? What would you tell your daughter, Sister Marva? What would you tell her? Go back to her husband who's not doing anything, or, you know what, start dating this guy? What would you tell her? Seriously, Sister Marva?
I would not tell her to go back to her husband. Neither would I tell her to start dating. That's dangerous, and it's ungodly. So I wouldn't tell her to do that.
Either one.
And sometimes the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Okay. The devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. I need to write that one down. Stand by. Lady Love, let me bring you in. Lady Love, what do you do in a case like that? I mean, practically speaking, what do you do? What do you say, Lady Love?
Well, practically speaking, no, I wouldn't date another guy when I'm still married because it's wrong and you have to have some morals. But I would get a divorce before I see someone else. Finish what you started, you know, because people can get hurt. And you're not showing your self-love when you can bounce from man to man just because he's not doing what you want him to do. Sorry.
Okay.
I say be patient,
wait it out,
or get divorced.
Okay, wait how to get divorced. There you go. All right, that's the opinions that have been expressed tonight. And listen, we're just about out of time. So, Lady C, living with fear and walking by faith. Lady C closes out, please.
Don't live with fear. Just continue on walking by faith, you know.
Because you never know what the outcome going to be if you don't take those chances. So whatever you do in life, jump out there. Do whatever makes you feel right.
That place is on my little feet, you all.
Oh my God.
You're the greatest.
I like that.
Lady C, we certainly do appreciate you. We do.
Oh, thank you. All I got is honest. You don't know what else. I look like kind of way.
I know. But you know what, Lady C, the thing about it is people will, when it comes to their own lives, they're going to do pretty much what they want to do regardless of what. Mm-hmm. Maybe something, you know, and we're not discounting the Bible, of course not. But the human element kicks in. I mean, you go back to the Garden of Eden, when Adam, this is just my opinion, Adam saw, I got this beautiful woman, a creature, when he done looked at animals all day, I mean, come on. And then he falls asleep and wake up and see something this beautiful, as that of a woman. And then she says, here, eat this. I mean, come on. God knows. Listen, we're out of time, but listen, we certainly thank all of you all, ladies. Love, it's good to have you on the show tonight, and we certainly trust that all of you all enjoyed the show tonight, and we look forward to next week, next Thursday. You will not want to miss next Thursday's show. Next Thursday's show is going to be off the chain, as they say, or whatever the new language is. Of course, if you choose to miss next Thursday's show, join us back here next Friday. We'll be back in North Florida next week to bring you the show. Until next Thursday or until next Friday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Marjorie. Good night, Marjorie. Good night, and I enjoy the show. It was great. God bless you all. I love you all. Have a good night. Goodbye. And welcome back to Miami, Dr. Walker.
Good night, Marjorie.
Good night, Pastor O, and good night, everyone. Great show. Enjoyed everything. And Miss August.